This is the Oil Field Report with Jason Spies.
Welcome to the Oil Field Report. My name is Jason Spies. On today's episode of the Oil Field Report, we talk with Tom Williams, Vice President of Permitting for the Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery in the United States in over 50 years. We also talk about the permitting process and the importance of being patient when trailblazing a new path in energy infrastructure. In just a moment, our exclusive interview with Tom Williams, Vice President of Permitting for Meridian Energy Group, building the very first greenfield refinery in the United States in 50 years, the Davis Refinery. But first, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. For a full list of our sponsors, please visit oilfieldreport.com.
The Oil Field Report is sponsored by
Junior Urias, owner and operator of Up and Smoke Barbecue, has been a barbecue master for decades in West Texas. Junior was a 2014 Barbecue Pit Masters Texas champion and loves to out-season the competition every chance he gets. UpandSmokeBarbecue.com. That's UpandSmokeBarbecue.com. Eric Hatch is in the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com. Lashaw Drilling understands the importance of what we do every day. Their customers understand this too. So do the men and women of Lashaw Drilling, who believe in the mission of American energy independence. Lashaw Drilling believes in their people and this country too. LashawDrilling.com. That's LashawDrilling.com.
And now back to the Oil Field Report with host Jason Spies.
Welcome back to the Oil Field Report. My name is Jason Spies. Up next, our exclusive interview with Tom Williams, Vice President of Permitting with the Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery.
Good afternoon. My name is Tom Williams, and I'm the VP of Planning and Permitting for Meridian Energy Group, Inc.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here as we follow the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota, the first greenfield refinery in the United States in 50 years. I know that we've talked to the CEO, William Prentice, a few times, and just about some permits, but here we got Tom Williams on, the guy who's actually in charge of the permits, so I thought it'd be a good opportunity to find out where we're at. Let's start off with how's the permit process been up till now?
Well, thanks, Jason, for asking. It's been a lot of work, and we've really gained an appreciation for the way the local and state permit processes ensure that things are done correctly, so that the environmental health of North Dakota citizens is protected while balancing the economic benefits in the form of job creation. Billings County was a real pleasure to work with during the zoning and conditional use permit process, resulting in the approval of those permits last July. And the state of North Dakota has been great as well. The Department of Health has been very transparent, and the lines of communication have always been open, and they've always welcomed us in their office to meet face-to-face, as well as performing conference calls with our engineering firms that have been assisting us in this process. The process is really one that takes place with Meridian's engineering firms, who have spent countless hours and resources making sure this refinery will meet all regulatory emissions requirements.
So the air quality permit to construction phase is a pretty complicated process. I talked to people from the North Dakota Department of Health, as well as engineers from SEH, and they both were talking about how even a little, say like a water pipe change, just because there's a new technology now that makes it more environmental and more clean, you got to go all the way back to the manufacturer to make sure the warranty's there, that sort of thing. And all I could think of was, you know, the complications, that sort of thing. So how's that all going? Are you guys, are you patient? Is everything going okay with kind of, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, in my world, nothing moves fast enough. But actually, all the engineering improvements that have taken place over the decades, we're able to take advantage of those, especially those in the areas of emissions control and safety. So we'll have the advantage of having the best available control technology and the best safety procedures that are tried and true with many of the refineries in this country and around the world. So last October, we submitted our initial application, but 2 months after submittal, we met with the Department of Health Air Quality, and we shared with them additional processes and emissions controls that will even lower our emission numbers below our original calculations. And however, it added a few months to the review process, but in April we submitted an amendment, and the Department of Health has been reviewing our application amendment for its completeness, and they recently had a few engineering questions. So we'll be submitting the answers early this week, which we think will be more than satisfactory.
Now, we've been following this Davis Refinery. By the way, Tom Williams, Meridian Energy Group, on the line with us, constructing the Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery in the United States last 50 years. It seems to us like, you know, we've been following this story for, it almost seems weekly, for months on months. So sometimes I can get lost in the shuffle or get in my own little silo type thing. Is the permit process, is it taking long, or are you on the right timelines? Or talk to me a little bit about the timelines and the timeliness of this whole thing.
The timeliness for the permit, basically, it is what it is. Department of Health Air Quality has a good staff of engineering and mathematical people that review these permit applications for not only completeness, but verify the science and the engineering. They're very well-qualified staff, but it will be the first refinery of this size that has been submitted to the EPA's definition of a synthetic minor source. We know the Department of Health will be very thorough, has been very thorough, in its due diligence to verify the numbers and the calculations that we're proposing. It's a big deal for North Dakota, and the Davis Refinery will set a standard for the refining industry that will increase emissions standards across the board, we think. We're gathering brand-new technology results from Europe and from the refining industry, of course, and also from the power plant industry. A lot of the same processes are in all those industries, and we just happen to be benefiting from all that research and equipment that's been installed in other locations.
You mentioned some of the communication with the state has been going on, and locals, that sort of thing. How about the department chief? Has he been involved offering his opinion at all on the process or other resources?
Sure. We have normally have a weekly dialogue with the department, the people that are actually doing the review, and the managers. And yeah, David Glad is the North Dakota Department of Health section chief. Carrie O'Clair is the North Dakota Department of Health director of the Air Quality Division. And they both have assured us that this application is a top priority for the department, and they are giving the permit review all of the resources necessary for a timely processing.
I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Please support our sponsors. They literally keep our lights on. For a full list of our sponsors, please visit oilfieldreport.com.
The Oilfield Report is sponsored by
Junior Urias, owner and operator of Up and Smoke Barbecue, has been a barbecue master for decades in West Texas. Junior was a 2014 Barbecue Pitmasters Texas champion and loves to out-season the competition every chance he gets. UpandSmokeBarbecue.com. That's UpandSmokeBarbecue.com. Eric Hatch is in the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com. Lashaw Drilling understands the importance of what we do every day. Their customers understand this too. So do the men and women of Lashaw Drilling, who believe in the mission of American energy independence. Lashaw Drilling believes in their people and this country too. LashawDrilling.com. That's LashawDrilling.com.
And now back to the Oilfield Report with host Jason Spies.
How about these questions that are being submitted on Monday the 12th, Monday, June 12th? How does that play into all this? Where does the process stand?
Sure. These are the technical questions that were sent to us a few weeks ago. And after Monday, the air quality division will continue its thorough review for completeness. And once we're deemed complete, then we will be assisting the air quality division in answering all the relevant questions received by the division. So that's the next step, and that's the ongoing steps taken in this process.
So let's say everything goes through, and the time fast forwards itself a little bit, and everything's done. You guys are complete. What's next then? What's the timeline look like then?
Well, we hope the question answering process will be complete, and the air quality division people will make their determination to approve our application in late summer, early fall. But we know it's important for the department to go through its process that's always under scrutiny as well. So we will assist them as quickly as possible whenever there's a question. And it's up to us to be very prompt in anything that comes up that they need clarification on. So, like I said, probably we're hopefully going to receive approval for the permit to construct later than early fall.
Well, I don't know if you're qualified to answer this or not, because it doesn't really fall into permits, but from my perspective, what I've seen is Meridian Energy Group and even some of the subcontractors are really making themselves extremely available to the public, attending meetings and answering questions when people bring them up, and coming out on programs like this and updating individuals how things are going. Do you guys have discussions about the communication and how important it is with the locals, so you can make sure that everybody's fears and questions are satisfied? Is that a big part of what you guys are doing?
Yeah, we offer ourselves up in full transparency, our engineering data, all the things that are attached to the application. Of course, they're available online. Anybody can ask any questions on a technical basis for our application. But also, we have always felt that we need to be transparent as a company. And so the optics of building this refinery, the optics of the North Dakota Department of Health, we have to take those into consideration. And the best way to do that is to have a full and complete communication with all the people that are involved in the review, and all our available engineering consultants are always available, and we've been really lucky to get the kind and quality of help that we've received to make this application and the amendment absolutely right down the fairway of the EPA regulations.
Tom Williams, Meridian Energy Group. Final question involving the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota, the Bakken. Being billed as the industry standard, cleanest refinery in the United States type of a billing, a headline for this, you're in charge of the permits. Well, what do you make of that, given from your eagle eye, your point of view? We got 40, 50 years last time something like this was built, so obviously technology's advanced. That's going to make it the cleanest refinery. But, I mean, when you're talking about pulling in from other, power generation type plants and everything, I don't know if people quite understand how clean this is going to be. Talk to me a little bit about it from your perspective.
Well, the EPA has been very active over the last three or four decades, and a lot of the innovation, control technology, and innovation in design over the years has been done in bits and pieces, because refineries aren't built every day. But a lot of the older, larger refineries have been adding on over the years, and when they add on, they have to use new technology to meet the criteria that EPA has developed, advised the industries to comply with. And so it was kind of a perfect storm for us, having the benefit of all these incremental technical innovations and proven technologies. We get to design ours from a blank piece of paper with the very best technology, which allows us to turn in an application as a synthetic minor source that is, that will absolutely be able to construct and to operate. And I see the permitting process as us, Meridian, following the rules and exceeding all the standards that EPA has laid down for the refining industry, and to the extent those same requirements are found in the power industry as well.
To listen to the full-length interview or other exclusive interviews, visit our website, oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. All those links can be found at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. And don't forget to support our fine sponsors here at the Oil Field Report. They allow programs like this to happen and literally keep our lights on. For a full list of our sponsors, please visit oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.
The Oil Field Report is sponsored by
Junior Urias, owner and operator of Up and Smoke Barbecue, has been a barbecue master for decades in West Texas. Junior was the 2014 Barbecue Pitmasters Texas champion, and he loves to out-season the competition every chance he gets. UpandSmokeBarbecue.com. That's UpandSmokeBarbecue.com. Eric Hatch is in the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. CoachingWithHatch.com. That's CoachingWithHatch.com. Lashaw Drilling understands the importance of what we do every day. Their customers understand this too. So do the men and women of Lashaw Drilling who believe in the mission of American energy independence. Lashaw Drilling believes in their people and this country too. LashawDrilling.com. That's LashawDrilling.com. Once again, I'd like to thank you kind folks for listening to the Oil Field Report. My name is Jason Spies, and that was the Oil Field Report. Till next time, be safe and be happy.
The Oil Field Report. Get informed. Get heard.